cleared out the whole house. No one had been back since the storm. Almost a year later, a posse of do-gooders who needed volunteer hours for their terms of service, myself included, and we were the first to go in and clear the rubble. A few family members had been back to check on the house, but no one had been inside. There were six or seven of us. We were up above the Florida projects where Almonaster and St. Ferdinand converge somewhere. I don't even remember how we got in. Maybe we had to break down the door. And there was just so much inside. All the things that make a life, floated to the ceiling and then strewn, jetsam cast like shattered dice. In the languid recession of floodwaters, there were sofas, books, pictures, photo albums, collectible spoons, serving bowls, calendars, the endless reams of non-essential paperwork, the tchotchkes, the votives, the homilies, the pipes and purses, the simple art that makes a blank wall a part of a home, shoes, papers, class rings, clothing, wardrobes, furniture, toothbrushes, photographs, diplomas, curlers and irons, medals from wars, jewelry, toys, cribs, carved chessmen, ashtrays, the good china. The kitchen was melted, the refrigerator in a chronic tomb, a bomb of corrupted abundance. The ceiling fans were drooped and moldy like undead daisies. But oh, oh, the record collection. There were the classic 78s, String of Pearls, Ma Rainey, Nina McKinney, Billy Madsen's Crescent City Orchestra, the original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Louie, Jelly Roll, King Oliver, Sidney Bechet, Kid Ory, Buddy Bolden, and then there were the LPs, Scott Joplin, Earl Hines, Count Basie, Oscar Peterson, Bix Beiderbecke, and then there's Bird, Monk, Dizzy, Bud Powell, Louis Prima, Max Roach, Mingus, Train, Miles, all the way to Herbie, Ron Carter, Smokey Johnson, James Black, Sam Rivers, Sonny Rollins, Wayne Shorter, Sun Ra, Rashid Ali, Billy Cobham, Buddy Miles, Stanley Clark, and that was just the jazz. Five generations of the finest recordings. It had started with his great-grandfather, aunts and uncles, born and died, now warped and moldy, just paper and glue, and we carted it out and dumped it on the curb. The cutoff for free waste removal by the city was approaching, and every curb was now filled with the remnants of the belongings that tell the story of our inner lives and dreams in sweltering heaps in every direction. It was the best record collection I've ever seen.